I understand how you can conclude that based upon what I'm saying, and I talk a lot about that in the new books, although it's more often the case than not, it's not always the case. Also, what is your stop loss in the two-point scout? Okay, let me deal with the easiest part first. In general, if the bars are around average size for a two-point scalp or a one-point scalp, I'll use a two-point stop. In general, I prefer to take trades that I think are good for 2 points, and those are my main focus during the day. Some of them I think are going to be good for 4 points, and usually I'll get out about half at 2 points and then half at 4 points. Sometimes I'll get out a quarter at 1 point, a half at 2 points, and then a quarter at 4 points. Now, the two-point scalp, I look for key swings. Could have tried to short below 5 for 2 points, but I was really looking to buy, so I thought the buy was a high-probability buy. So I ended up buying below 10. I could have bought above 11. That would have been okay as well. 28, I think, was a reasonable short, possibly for 2 points. The market could get down to the 18 low, but I was concerned that it may stall at the 24 low. 56, I thought, was a great setup for 2 points. They turned it down at 9 ticks. And when I saw the smallish entry bar on 67, the weak follow through on 57, the weak follow through on 58, 59, and then 10, 60 hitting my limit order several times and not filling, I quickly moved my limit order to 1 tick lower. Let me go back to your first question. From what I gather, 4-point trades tend to be reversal setups. That's true. They tend to be reversal setups because to make 4 points or more, usually, you have to be at an extreme, which usually means a reversal. The point I was making earlier in the day, that the spike up from 11 to 15 was so strong that it should go for a measured move up. If a trader bought the 14 close or even the 15 close, they probably had a 60% chance of making as many points as they had to risk. So let's look at the 15 close. So if a trader bought the 15 close, they were risking about 5 points or so, maybe more than 5 points, 5.5 points. I think there's a 60% chance that they'll make 5 points before their break-even stop is hit. I have an entire section on the mathematics of trading in the new books, and I talk a lot about it. But anyway, that's an example of if you're a swing trader, you could be buying a breakout and have a good chance of making 4 points while risking 4 points, or making 5 points while risking 5 points. In general, though, what you're saying is correct. Most of the time, when you're expecting 4 points, you're buying some kind of reversal. You want to argue that 11 is a reversal up rather than a bull flag? I think you can argue that. I did not short 70 because I thought it was low probability for 4 points. I thought it was relatively low probability for 2 points. So I thought after the failed low 2, the market would try to have a second push up. So I was looking to buy, but then we started to channel down, and it never gave me a buy setup. In general, there are at least 5 decent trades a day that are good for 2 points. On an average day, there is usually a couple trades good for 4 points, and usually scalps, stop entry scalps, usually at least 10, and limit entry scalps, usually at least 15 or so. In general, I take the scalps when they're obvious. It's like somebody's handing out a bag of money saying, take this. And I don't want to say, no, I'm looking for a two-point trade and I don't want to get distracted. A lot of times I'll just grab those little bags of money and put them in my pocket. What I look for all day long is trades that are good for 2 points and have a 60% probability. My risk is 2 points, my reward is 2 points, my probability is 60%. That is the basis of all my trading. And a lot of them are good enough for 4 points. So sometimes you'll hear me say, okay, I'm out of half or I'm out of 3/4 and I'm going to let the remaining half or quarter go for 4 points. That is what I mainly do all day long. But there are so many 1 point scalps, I end up taking a lot of them and I can make a whole bunch of points on those 1 point scalps. But that is not my focus. That is just that funny little man holding out a bag of money and offering it to me and I'm taking it. But I'm not out looking for those. I'm out looking for the 2-point trades and the 4-point trades. In general, I want to buy above bull bars, like I want to buy above 11. I want to, if the trend is up, or I want to buy above 19, or I want to buy above 25, or above 56, or above 66. In general, if there's clearly a strong trend, like there was from 1 to 28, I'll only short below a really strong bear bar, like below 28, that would be okay. Yes, the most profit potential takes place from reversal trades, but most of the reversal trades also have a lower probability. Like, I didn't think of 70 as a high probability trade under the circumstances, but there was a very big reward available, even though it was probably a 30% chance of being reached. But it still pencils out, I'm sure, to be a decent swing short. I thought it was higher probability that we would have two legs up, so I preferred to wait for the two legs up. My setup never came, so I never took the trade that I was looking for. It never happened. And that's okay. I look for high probability trades, because if I'm going for 2 points, risking 2 points, I have to have at least a 60% chance of success to even break even. So I'm always looking for high probability trades. Yes, most of the swings are low probability, 40 to 50%. If you're going to make 4 points. And I talk about this fairly regularly, that if you're taking lower probability trades, you pretty much have to take every one, because if you cherry pick, you'll tend to pick all the bad ones and not pick the one good one that you need to make the strategy worthwhile. And then as an alternative, you can stick to higher probability trades, and you don't have to pick every one for the strategy to be profitable, because every one by itself has a profitable mathematical expectation to it. You can just take those. As far as taking 1 point scalps, the problem is knowing that the trade has a 70 to 80% probability of success. And that's very hard to determine. And once you see a trade that you think has a 70 or 80% chance of success, it probably is a 2 point setup. So you shouldn't be scalping 1 point anyway. You should be going for 2 points.